It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Kansas City is poised to become the smartest of smart cities in the next 5 years, according to the city employee leading that effort. Bob Bennett is the chief innovation officer for Kansas City, Missouri. Under his direction, Kansas City, Missouri has a suite of initiatives, including deep data analysis, public Wi-Fi, digital kiosks, and smart street lighting. Bennett addresses the annual McLean County Regional Planning Commission's Community Information Forum tomorrow. There are a number of ways to define smart city. Bennett has his definition for Kansas City.
For us in Kansas City, we define smart as a city which uses technological tools, be they sensors or be they analytical platforms, to do those things which cities have historically done more efficiently, better, or with a greater impact on our citizens. And that ranges from everything from maintaining our streets, maintaining our water systems, to focusing our police assets.
You've said it's not about gadgets, it's about data. What do you mean by that?
What I mean is that people problems are the things that cities have had to work toward solving for generations. We will always provide a safe place for people to do business. We will always provide a safe place for people to live. In America today, we anticipate that when you walk into any hotel room, you're going to have electricity and you're going to have flush toilets and water that you can drink from the tap without having to sterilize it by boiling or applying iodine or other solutions. In a similar way, we are now moving toward a point where all of these systems are going to be improved with technology. And so that's kind of the route that we are taking. And it's the same spectrum of things that we need to focus on. In some cases, we can use data to understand how a road is behaving, and that's going to change the way we do street maintenance, allowing us to predict potholes. And instead of waiting for your car to break, we're actually going out and doing maintenance. In some cases, we are out measuring the flow of water in our storm sewers and wastewater sewers and diverting that liquid underground so I don't have to build a new pumping plant, saving our city $980 million. And in other cases, it's just knowing where crimes are likely to occur and changing the behavior of your community to meet that need.
Let's just start with the last one. How can you predict where crime may happen?
It's actually a multivariable calculation when you look at crime. It is no longer just the policeman's problem to look at crime. In any community which drags their police chief before the city council to get yelled at when crime increases, isn't looking at the totality of causes that we could otherwise influence to prevent crime. Most crimes occur in the summertime on the hottest days. If we're able to build a park with a pool and open that pool earlier because of where the temperatures are, that may allow us to divert someone who would otherwise be bored to that pool instead of committing a crime. If we look at some of the jobs programs we have and where we recruit kids from during the summertime, we can understand where kids get arrested from and instead put a jobs program there, taking those kids off the streets and giving them something different to do. If we look at some of the other causes of crime, we can change city policy or change city activities to mitigate that cause before the crime occurs.
So in some respects, it sounds like a smart city is simply using the data to be ultra responsive.
Or even proactive. And that's where I really want to be, is instead of responding faster, which is I think what cool cities do, a smart city anticipates the problem before it occurs and fixes it when it's a maintenance issue and not a crisis response.
So how and why did Kansas City embark on this path?
The how was a matter somewhat of convenience. We were very fortunate in the year 2013 to start construction on a $100 million streetcar project, which was an amazing opportunity for our city, but it was also an amazing headache for our residents and our store owners down on Main Street when we tore up a main thoroughfare and kept it torn up for the better part of 18 months. And so what we did was we partnered with Cisco and with Sprint, gave them the opportunity to take advantage of that big hole in the ground and to put in additional fiber, to put in additional conduit, and to upgrade all of our streetlights with LED streetlights and sensors. and to actually build out this network so that we did it right in a 21st century manner the first time. And that way, when the streetcar was completed in May of 2016, we also had a full smart city apparatus that from a city perspective only cost us about $3.4 million out of a $20 million project.
Where is Kansas City headed?
Kansas City is going to be the smartest city on planet Earth within 5 years. And I think that that's going to happen as a result, number one, of the work that we've done for our first phase. Number two, the fact that we do have a data-centric culture inside City Hall, and there is a willingness of our city government to embrace not only our own data sets, there's about 4,200 of those, but also sensor data and algorithms, which get us to the predictivity point. And the third thing is we're willing to embrace private sector data as well. When you look at some of the credit card companies, there is publicly available data, and it's anonymized at about the zip code level, which tells you how much is billed to a certain zip code and where that money is actually spent in terms of the zip codes where it is spent. You can actually track the flow of your economy using that information. And by combining all three of those together, you truly get to a point of smartification. And that's where we're heading.
Okay, Bob, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
Hey, I look forward to seeing you guys here at Breakfast on the 11th. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Bob Bennett became the Chief Innovation Officer for the City of Kansas City, Missouri in January of 2016 after a 25-year career in the U.S. Army. And he joined us during Sound Ideas via the Internet. He's the keynote speaker at the McLean County Regional Planning Commission's Community Information Forum tomorrow morning. Bennett says he's hearing from citizens that they want as many city services digitized as possible. He also says Kansas City has a robust privacy policy to encourage online use of all of Kansas City's technological services. You're listening to Sound Ideas.